the Observation Deck with Gordo, who's back from vacation, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Welcome back.
Thank you, Miller Man. I did the unusual road trip vacation.
Okay.
Road trip.
That's very unusual for you these days.
I know it. And
left
I did
Dallas County.
I did something even more. I wanted to drive all the way to the Atlantic. So I drove all the way across to Savannah, Georgia.
Hmm.
But I did something very unusual. Rented a vehicle.
You did?
Yeah, I decided, hey, maybe not put the miles on mine.
Huh.
So just go ahead and rent.
Okay.
And then they start hitting you up with all the fees. And yes.
Well, if you rent one for a week, that's
full,
a hefty price.
You want full coverage. And I never know what to do with the full coverage. I think that if I rent with one of my credit cards, it provides the full coverage. So you don't have to get it through the rental car company, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I always decline. I don't know if I should, but to me, it's just a scam.
Yeah, that's right. That's what my
insurance guy says. He says, don't worry about it.
Really?
You're
just
insured.
Don't worry about it.
You're insured.
Just sit down and paint.
Yep. Just paint.
Well, I think I declined it. And then when I think I may have scratched a curb with one of the wheels. Somewhere in that trip, road rash in the wheels. But, and then I wished I'd kind of gotten it. But I haven't, they didn't say anything. So maybe that damage was already there. Uh-huh. I don't know. But going across to, Savannah, and I decided to play the old license plate game with myself. How many states do you think I saw between here and Georgia?
That's a bunch.
Two.
More than two, Norm. I would say, I bet you got 30.
Such a long trip. I'll go 40.
Interesting. Now I was 35.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You guys ever do that on road trips or
no,
did you ever do
no,
it when you were a kid?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, we looked for them, but we never kept a count.
Yeah. We used to. When the kids were little, that was a big thing to pass the time is, hey, let's keep track of it.
Wait, what do you mean you never kept the count?
We never
that's
played
the whole
that
point
game.
Of it.
No, I would just notice, hey, look, that's an Idaho plate. And we'd all go, oh, cool. Hey, look, that's an Arizona plate.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. But we never added them up.
Oh, yeah, you got to add them up.
Yeah, you got to add them all up. Do you think I saw a Hawaii or Alaska?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
No, did not. But you'll always see a Maine, basically no matter where you're traveling.
Hmm.
You'll always see a Maine, and that's because of trucks. Trucks, I guess their licensing fees for those trailers are cheapest in Maine.
Oh, really?
In Indiana.
Okay.
You'll always see an Indiana and always see Maine on the back of trucks.
Huh.
Illinois, another very common one for trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So those are always kind of gimmies. Strangely enough, though, I saw no Arizona or New Mexico's. Like, I would think before I got out of Texas, I would have seen at least one or two of those, but no.
Hmm.
Did
How far
not.
Did you get before you realized that the license plate game is kind of lame and not that great?
Right away. No, I enjoy playing the game, but I hate it because it holds me captive.
Yes. You're not watching the road anymore.
I'm not watching the road. I'm getting right up on people and squinting.
What's this guy behind me doing?
I mean, it's weird. There's times where I'll pass someone and then get to thinking, wait, I didn't really see that plate. And then all of a sudden I lock them up in the passing lane to slow down to see the plate again. I mean, it holds me captive and it controls my whole trip.
You don't want to pull over for food. You're afraid you'll miss
right.
a plate.
And then there's this sunk cost of, well, I've already been doing this halfway through the trip. I can't lose vigilance now.
Right.
I can't opt out. So it completely just took over the whole driving experience for me. But made pretty good time.
Oh boy.
Pretty okay. good little time.
Did you do that whole thing in one day?
You know what? I went straight through to Atlanta in one day.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, and I wanted to keep going on through to the Atlantic, but then I was like, it's already like midnight when I hit Atlanta. So I dumped out and just said, hey, I'll just get a hotel room here. And I regret it because it would have been a better story had I just said, hey, I'm driving this rental.
Yeah, risk safety.
This rental Yugo straight into the Atlantic. Just going to hit it going 90 miles an hour, drive off a pier and into the Atlantic. And then the last thing before the Yugo completely fills up with water was just going to, you're going to hear the sound of me laughing. Just with complete resignation.
As the Yugo's flying off that pier, you whip your head around one last time because you think you saw a plate from Idaho.
Right, right. I saw Idaho!
Jeez.
It's 36.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was a good way to pass the time. And it was great to do a road trip. You guys ought to be proud of me planning a road trip.
That's
and executing
good.
One. That was a big deal. I did realize I didn't do much research on the place I was actually going to. It was all about just, hey, I'm going to get a rental car and just drive as far as I can go before I hit water. And then now where am I staying? What am I going to do at the end? And I didn't really have a plan. There. I did eat at a place in Savannah, Georgia that was supposedly like the oldest pirate house in the world.
The oldest pirate house. So a pirate used to live there?
Yeah, I think it was like a pirate used to live there, or Blackbeard used to live there, or Captain Flint or somebody.
Okay.
And now they turned it into a restaurant.
Did you get grits?
And you know, all those, yes, of course,
so
shrimp
good.
And grits.
Oh, man,
had to do
so
that.
Good.
But you know, those places that always come up with some story, you realize how the world just runs on stories. We just like the experience of, yeah, it was the oldest pirate. Yeah, they say that this might have been the place that Captain Flint
I thought you
told
liked
Robert
all that
Louis
stuff.
Stevenson.
I thought you
that,
liked all those old stories.
I do. I like those stories, but I think that a lot of them are probably bunk. They make one up. It's like, hey, here's an old-looking building. Let's get a story to go along with it. And then they do.
So I'm looking at the map. I didn't realize Savannah was on the water, and it's right next door to Hilton Head.
Yeah.
George,
yeah,
didn't you just go to Hilton Head?
Yeah, right across the border.
See there? We could have run into each other.
Well, it was about 6 months apart.
Oh.
Big water, ocean water.
Oh. Not far from Augusta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just think about that. Just think about going and playing a emergency nine at Augusta.
An emergency nine. I did look at the map and realize that that's, I guess that's kind of golf area there. That got
there's
a
lot of golf courses through there.
What's the deal with that? It's a fascinating area to me. The
yeah, I think Georgia,
Carolinas,
South Carolina,
Georgia, coastal area.
Yeah.
They got a lot of old pirate houses that are turned into restaurants.
Right.
So that's good. I got that going for them. And they got a lot of curbs that'll spring out at you on your rental car.
Did you get a pirate hat for eating shrimp and grits there at that restaurant?
They were giving out pirate hats, and I may have got one at the table. Yes, indeed.
Did you wear an eye patch while eating?
Arr. Arr, matey, me be having the shrimp and grits.
Oh.
Where do we ever get the idea that pirates talk that way?
I don't know.
Like, we don't have footage of pirates in the 1600s, do we?
That's perfect for our new t-shirt.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's like, did anybody have any cell phone footage of a pirate actually speaking?
No. I don't think we have footage of anything from the 1600s.
Well, then how do we know that they talked that way? How do we know they were always
stories
were obsessed
down
with the letter R?
Some people that said that, yeah, that was Blackbeard's house. They said
maybe
they didn't talk like this.
Herb, put your doubloons in the treasure chest. Arr. I watched that Treasure Island when I was a kid, and that scared the hell out of me.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
You never saw the Disney's Treasure Island?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
With the peg leg pirate, and
yeah,
one eye is always real wide open, the other one all kind of closed.
Later kick for the Saints.
What?
That was Tom Dempsey. He had half a foot,
okay,
not a peg leg.
Okay.
Sorry. Wow.
Got my history wrong.
Anyway, I'd like to shout
trying
out
to have
the
a pirate discussion.
Peg Leg Society of America that was listening this morning because I told them to. And then you're making jokes about it. About Tom Dempsey,
who's
their president.
Jokes, I was asking
who's the
questions.
President of
I
the
invited
Peg
Tom
Society.
Dempsey's grandkids to listen this morning, and now okay, you're making fun of his foot.
Yeah. Because you know who you know?
What? Tom Dempsey's grandchildren.
Yeah.
Indeed. But great to be back, though. I missed you guys. I did miss
you. We missed you.
Yes, we did.
I listened on the app, though, and Baldy did a great job filling in. I woke up every morning early on vacation so I could listen on the app.
It seems
That's
like
great.
Doesn't seem like a vacation, but okay.
And due to the time change, because it's in a different time zone, so to listen to like News and News 7:15 Central, it was like 12:30.
Would have been 8:15 there.
12:58. 11.
It's not
11:70.
It's not 5.5 hours ahead.
No, it was on 11:70 every day. I would wake up at the night and say, "Go to Musers."
Yeah. Well, I came back so rested and refreshed.
Well, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, hey, glad to be back, guys. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yep. Yeah, I got a big news in the news planned for 7:15 today.
Good.
Okay.
So if you're in that Eastern time zone and it's around 11:70, you need to tune into that app.
Jeez.
The end.
Set an alarm.